So there's this balance, there's this fine line that you have to get right. If you don't get this right, guys, you are going to always blow up your relationships. All right, so we're going to jump right into this. And this is from Nick. Nick says, John, I was recently introduced to Bulldog, and I have been so inspired by your podcast, I wanted to share a quick story with you. All right, I was dating a woman for about 8 months, and just like you have described in so many different podcasts, I was the nice guy. She tested me over and over again, but I kept my mouth shut for fear of upsetting her. Okay. Again, another common thing. A lot of guys, you might be here and your girl is saying something to you. She's disrespecting you some way. You're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to let her do it, or I'm going to apologize. No, wrong. Don't do that. This is what happens, right? He says, obviously, this caused her to lose respect for me to the point where it drove her to start talking to other guys. Okay. Now, this is good. This guy's taking some full responsibility here, because this is what will happen. A woman that disrespects you and then you don't respond, you just let her get away with that without saying anything, without standing up for yourself, just continuing to be with her, that's tolerating, right? You don't say anything and you allow her to continue to do it. A girl says some shit to me, she's done. That's it. Like, get out of here. We're done. I'm not going to tolerate that. You're not going to talk to me that way. Anyone's that's going to be in my presence, it's going to be a friend that I'm going to work with in some capacity, they're going to treat me with respect. If they're not, they're just not going to be around me. I'm not going to spend my time. I'm not going to invest in them at all. They're not going to get my attention or time. So if you're giving your attention or time to someone, if you're paying them the time of day and they're disrespecting you, they're going to lose respect for you. And that's what drives a lot of girls to cheat, to act crazy, to do these kind of things. They're looking for the guy to stand up. They're looking for you as a man to act like a man. And when you don't act like a man, it actually causes her pain, because she's like, oh, this guy must not care about me. He must not love me because he doesn't stand up for himself. I know that seems weird to you, but it's because you're acting weak and you're actually causing her pain by you being weak. So he says, while we were together nearly every day, she still had no issue with texting other men, even when I was around. So again, you know, obviously some behaviors that he had incorporated initially got her to this point where she would do this blatant disrespect. But then what did he do? He allowed that to happen, right? How's that going to happen, right? If you're dating some girl and you see her texting some guy, you just be like, hey, who are you texting, right? And she's like, oh, just my friend Tom. Then you just say it. I don't think so. You're going to do that. You're going to text some guy while I'm right here. That's what you're going to do. And she's like, yeah, I can do whatever. But what? Like, all right, cool. And then be like, all right, I'm going to drop you back off at your house. All right. And you just turn the car around. You drop her back off at her house. That, it's just as simple as that. That's it. She says, oh, you're going to be insecure. You're going to be whatever. Just be like, no, I just value my time. All right. Look, I'm not going to talk about it. Bye. I'll see you later. Right? Now, if she wants to turn around and apologize, whatever, and then stop doing that behavior, that's fine. Then you're also tolerant. You're like, okay, cool. You're cool. This is my ground rules. This is my boundaries. This is what I expect from people that are in my presence. It's the standard that I have, right? It's not necessarily expectation. It's the standard that you have for yourself. That's the key. So what did he do? He allowed her to do this, obviously, right? You might say, well, you can't prevent someone from doing something. No, but what you can prevent is yourself from being with that person or around that person or associating with that person or giving that person your attention or time or anything from you. If they disrespect you, especially in your face, you don't have to yell and don't blow up, right? Again, a lot of guys, they'll blow up, again, acting like a jealous idiot. No, you don't act like that either. You leave, right? You're done. You're like, hey, all right, you're going to do that in front of me? Really? Like, you give her a chance. Give her a chance to see what she's going to say. She says, oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. Whatever. I won't do that anymore. Fine. But she says, whatever, any other kind of response, you're like, all right, that's cool. Right. And then you're just done. You're just gone. You just disappear. All right. You don't act butthurt. You don't cry. You don't try and convince her to do something else or change your mind. You just express your disapproval. And if that's not enough, if you're dating some girl and your disapproval doesn't mean shit to her, you're already lost. The battle is already done. Okay. Right. Think about it the other way. Think about if you're dating some girl and her disapproval doesn't mean anything to you. Again, it's a little bit different, but how much respect do you have for someone who you don't care how you make them feel? Not any, right? He says, okay, this past weekend, I caught her FaceTiming a guy while I was in the house and she was outside. Okay. This past weekend. Can you imagine that? Right? Okay. All right. I totally lost my cool and started yelling and eventually left. Okay. So again, what did I just say that you don't do? You don't lose your cool and start yelling. Okay. In this scenario, all right, you see girl you're dating, FaceTiming some guy basically right in front of you. She's outside, you're inside. You see it. You call it out. You say, so what were you just doing right now? Were you just FaceTiming some guy? Right. She's like, whatever. Give her a chance to give her explanation. Right. All right. So you think that's cool? You think that you can just do that? See what she says. She should at this point be apologizing. She should be right. That's it. She doesn't show complete remorse, doesn't promise to never do that again, doesn't realize the disrespect. You just say, all right, peace. That's it. You don't need to have a conversation. All you need to do is call it out and express the disapproval. And if you need to, set the boundary. Say, look, I don't ever want to see you talking to some guy, texting him, FaceTime him, any kind of bullshit while you're with me. Got it? That's it. Now, she might say, you can't tell me what to do. Say, that's right. I can't tell you what to do. Bye. Peace. And that's it. That's how you deal with the situation, because you can't control it. People, you can't decide what they're going to do. But don't get angry. Don't get butthurt. All right. So he's yelling, whatever. All right. So I was so angry at myself for allowing myself to be walked on for so long. Good. You should be angry with yourself for that, because it's your fault. Okay. Good to acknowledge it. How could I have been such a bitch to not stop it earlier or just to walk away and never look back? Right. Again. Okay. This is what I tell you guys. Right. But this is common. So many of you guys, if you're honest right now, a lot of you guys watching this, you're doing this right now. Okay. You might not even be doing it with your girlfriend. It might be your wife. It might be someone else in your life, a friend, right? Might be a girl that is your friend, your girl, a friend, right? Whatever it is, don't allow people to do this crap. Don't allow it at all. Just, you have to cut it. Don't be walked on for a long time like this. And if it's happening right now, you got a girlfriend and she's doing this, now's the time to say something and stop it. Not to whine, not to bitch. Just like, look, don't you ever talk to me like that, ever, okay? I'm not the guy that you think I am. Do not do it. That's it. Sometimes you have to lay it down like that. Often you don't even have to be that harsh. All you have to do is say, I don't like when you talk to me like that. That's a little hint. That's like a gentle, again, if things have gone far enough, you need to set a very clear line. And if she gives you any kind of resistance like that, now it's becoming very clear. Look, this is it. Like, you do not talk to me like that. You do not disrespect me. That's it. You don't argue it. You don't have the conversation about it. Okay. You don't negotiate this. It's a non-negotiable, right? I kept telling myself that if I loved her and I could make her happy. Okay, I kept telling myself that I loved her and I could make her happy. And again, you can't make a woman happy if she has no respect for you. You guys need to understand this. A woman will never, ever be happy unless she can respect you as a man, which means you have to stand up for yourself, because you can't protect her. You can't defend her. You don't have any true love for her if you don't have love for yourself, right? You can't love anyone if you can't love yourself. And if you allow people to treat you poorly, it's a direct reflection of what you think of them, because you cannot hold them higher than you. You can never hold someone higher than yourself in your life. You will always put yourself first. It's called self-preservation. It's the reason why the human species is alive. It wouldn't have worked out. Evolution doesn't work out if you're not in a self-preservation type of mindset. So you have to understand that is a direct insult to people when you allow yourself to be mistreated. You cannot love a woman and make her happy if you cannot respect yourself. You have to be willing. You have to put the mission first. You have to put your purpose in life first. So you put the woman first in your life, right? And you don't put your mission, your purpose, who you are as a man first. She's not going to respect you. She's not going to be happy. She's going to constantly be unhappy with you. After listening to episodes 572 and 559, okay, it became very clear to me that while she may be damaged goods, I was the main source of the problem because I was not being a bulldog. Good. Self-ownership here. This has been a hard realization for me, but I have sworn to myself that I will never let it happen again. Good. This is awesome. Okay. I'm going to dedicate myself to the mindset and focus on improving myself. I have taken the steps to remove her from my life by deleting her contact information and that of all her friends and family. I don't need the toxicity in my life. Good. This is exactly what you should do. All right. Also, guys, next step for Nick here, if he hasn't already, join the Bulldog Mindset membership. There's a link down below, $7 for the first month. All right. I know I talk about this all the time, but this is important because you need to hold to this. You need other guys that are going to help you and support you. You've listened to the podcast episodes. Maybe you guys are watching the YouTube videos. That's great. But this is surface level stuff. All right. In the Bulldog Mindset membership, I break down how to go on a date, how to handle women, how to handle shit tests, how to handle all of these things so that you know it. In there is also all financial stuff, how to build a business, how to become financially successful, the fitness part of it, and the mindset stuff. This is important. Plus, there's a community. Important to have a community, have guys that you can talk to. If you want to become a strong man, you have to be around strong men, okay? You want to stop being a nice guy. That's why I have the Bulldog Mindset membership. So join us in there and stop being a nice guy for once and for all right? Now, he says here, okay, this is good, what he's done, okay? This is good, making that commitment, all right? The only question I have is how to handle it the best way possible in the event that she reaches out to me in the future, okay? My plan if she calls is just to ignore her, but if I run to her public setting and she confronts me, what is the alpha way to handle that? Okay, thank you for the work you're doing in driving men like me to be better. So the alpha way to handle this, right, again, is it's real simple. You don't care. You're not butthurt about it. It doesn't matter, right? This is the thing. I have certain rules and guidelines in my life. I have my standards that I have for people that want to be in my life. When people violate those standards, they can no longer be in my life, okay? They're not going to get my approval. They're going to get my disapproval, okay? That's how it works. But I don't hate them. I'm not angry at them. They can do whatever they want to do. I'm not going to try and push myself onto people and try to make them do what I want them to do. I have my standards. I'm living my life. There's plenty of people that will comply. There's plenty of girls out there. There's plenty of friends out there. There's plenty of business partners out there. All right. I have my integrity and my standards. So my whole point in telling you is that this is how you address her. You don't care. You're not angry. You're not upset. She did what you allowed her to do. That's fine. She didn't do anything to you, essentially. You see what I'm saying? So if you see her in public and she says something, you don't need to make a scene, right? Whatever. Even if she treats you well with respect, then treat her back with respect. Right? You should treat people back with respect no matter what, okay? I know this is controversial, but you treat people as a reflection of who you are, not of who they are. Okay, very, very important. I talked about this in that speech I gave on the principles I live my life by. If you haven't checked that out, go check that out. We're going to do some principles on this channel as well. All right, again, Bulldog Mindset membership, also go check that out because we'll be talking about the principles in there. Really, guys, go check it out and see and become part of this community because this is important if you really want to turn your life around and stop being a nice guy. All right, and if this stuff that I'm telling you in this video doesn't make sense to you, if you're like, oh, I never thought of it that way, there you go. Join us, all right, because there's a lot more to this. But you should have thought about this already, right? So again, what's the alpha way to handle this? It's not be butthurt. Never be butthurt. If you're butthurt, you're wrong. I'm gonna make a t-shirt about that. But the point is that you don't make a big deal. If she's treating you well now, that's fine, right? You might not want to get into a relationship with her again. I would, doubt that, but maybe you do. It's not even a big deal, right? The thing is, so many guys are out here, they're making videos, they're warning you about women. Okay, fine. I get it. All right, it's fine. And there's some things you should understand about the nature of women. You don't even need to know about the nature of women if you know how to protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? You have respect for yourself and you don't allow people to disrespect you. It's simple as that. You don't allow people to treat you the way that you don't want to be treated. As long as you hold to that, you don't need to know anything else. That's it. Because as long as you operate like that, you're never going to get into danger. So it doesn't matter. So some guys are like, oh, you should never date this girl again or avoid these toxic women. Okay, fine. That's fine. But also, what's the harm? Again, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, I can't believe you would even advise Nick to associate with this girl again. So what if he does? But if he has a standard that says no one disrespects me and I'm not going to tolerate disrespect and I'm not going to get walked on, I'm going to call out when something does not meet my approval and I may express my disapproval at that. And then if they don't comply, then I'm going to cut them out of my life. I'm not going to spend my time with them. Then he'll knock her into shape, shape up or ship out. That's it. So it doesn't matter. So he's protected. There's nothing she can do to him. There's nothing anyone can do to you unless you allow them to do it to you. Do you understand? Like all of you guys that are like, oh, I've been in bad relationships. I've been in situations where I was, quote, abused, but I allowed it. It's my fault. I went through a lot of hell in my life. Why? Because I chose to allow it to be there. Now there's, extenuating circumstances and bad choices that beget bad choices. But ultimately, if someone treats you poorly and you allow them to treat you poorly, it's you. So it also means that you're protected. As long as you understand this one concept, who can harm you? Okay, are there certain types of women you have to avoid? No, because it doesn't matter. Because as soon as they act out of line, as soon as they disrespect you, they're gone and you don't care. You see what I'm saying? So again, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be smart about selecting and things like that and understand the nature of women. That's important as well. But what I'm saying is that nothing can harm you unless you allow it to, right? That's right there from Marcus Aurelius' Stoic philosophy.